Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, welcome to the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. Today, we have a great question that came in from one of you, from one of the listeners. She said, after listening to the podcast, I've gone back to my blog posts that were not performing well and searched for the best keywords for that content, changed the title, and updated the content, but I left them the same URL. Is that a good idea, or did I just annoy Google? So let's jump right in and talk about this. First off, I'm really glad that you've taken what you learned in the podcast and applied that to your blog, because that is going to help you get more traffic from Google. By going through and editing and updating and redoing your SEO on your old blog posts, you can sometimes help yourself get a nice little boost of traffic and take some of those older posts and turn them into things that drive revenue and traffic for you today, which is fantastic because creating content takes a lot of work. So we want to make sure that the content we're creating creates a difference in our business, meaning traffic to the website, leads, and ultimately some sales so that you can make some more money. So you've done a great job so far of updating. You talked about the fact you learned how to choose a new keyword. Now, I am going to mention super quick, if you're not sure how to choose keywords or how to choose the right ones, I have a brand new class. It's a mini SEO course all about keyword research called Simple Keyword Research. I will link to the page that has information on it in the show notes. It's not yet live on the website. Like, you can't navigate there from the website yet. It's that new. It is fantastic. It is your chance to be right here with me as I go through and I do keyword research and I show you some free tools and some paid tools and some Google Chrome plugins and exactly how I do SEO keyword research. It's right there. All the secrets behind it and the class itself is like 4 videos and under an hour. So it's just a mini course, just enough to get you started, but really, really give you that sneak peek into keyword research. So she's done that. She's worked on finding the right keyword. She's updated the title tags and meta descriptions and content. At least I'm hoping the title tags and meta descriptions were updated. The content has been updated. Hopefully the header tags have been updated. All of that stuff has been done. The question here is, I didn't change the URL. Should I? So this is one of those situations where truly the answer is it depends. I personally don't always change the URL. Because if you change it, now you're going to have to add in a 301 redirect, meaning a permanent redirect from the old URL to the new URL. So if you're only doing it from a keyword targeting standpoint, I probably wouldn't bother to change the URL. But if you've changed the core concept of that blog post to the point that maybe the URL doesn't make sense for what that post is about now, then you might want to go ahead and change it. But if you're just doing it, you're making the updates, you're doing the refreshes, you probably really don't have to do the actual URL change. Should you decide to do it, remember, make sure that you use a plugin or you do something to ensure that you have a 301, very important, that means permanent, a 301 redirect in place from the old URL to the new URL so that Google knows what's going on, and also so that your ideal customer who maybe went to that blog post before, who might have it bookmarked, now is able to find the new blog post. So very important that if you do change it, I don't think it's necessary in most instances, but if you do change it, make sure 301 redirect so that we don't have people ending up on pages that don't exist. And I know from a Google perspective, 404 errors, meaning page does not exist, don't really hurt us in Google's eyes. However, huge caveat here, this is where my marketing hat pops on more than my SEO hat. Your ideal customer does have a problem getting a 404 error because if they can't find the content that they're looking for on your site, they're going to go to someone else. So whether Google cares about your 404 error or not, I still believe it's very important to avoid them at all costs as much as humanly possible by putting your 301 redirect in place if you change your URL structure. If you're not sure how to verify, if you have all of this, if you have your Google Search Console account, it's going to tell you if you have any 404 errors, what your 301s, all of that information. So if you haven't set up Google Search Console yet, make sure you do that. If some of this is feeling a little advanced and you're like, I just need someone to explain what all of this means, I want you to take the other brand new class, which is the SEO Starter course, just launched. It's again under 45 minutes. It's an introduction to what SEO is and how it works and the different parts of it. And it's going to talk about what matters to Google and what matters from a keyword perspective and how exactly to do SEO on your website. It is not as involved and detailed and in-depth as simple SEO content. It's just that starter. It's just to help you get started because I know not everybody can do the full course, but I still want you to be able to get the right information and be able to have things work out for you and get started with SEO. So that's why you have those two brand new courses, the SEO Starter course and Simple Keyword Research. I highly recommend just do the combo, take both classes. You will thank me for it because it's going to help you understand what to do for SEO and how to choose the right keyword. And then if you sign up for this SEO Starter course, you're going to get an email from me for about eight days that you're going to hear from me each day with one little tip or one thing that you should be doing today to move forward with what you're learning about SEO. They're easy. They're things that'll take you like 15 minutes. So it's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not anything like that. It's just little tidbits to help make your SEO journey a little bit easier for you. All right. Remember, if you have questions that you would like me to answer on the podcast, go ahead and leave them on that Google form. It's linked here in the show notes. Go ahead and ask them there so that I can answer your questions as well. All right. You have a great day. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next week. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.